The greatest, most authentic and beautiful joy that we could always access, that we could always be in at every moment, is to know that right now, where we are, as we are, no matter who we are and how we are right now within God, just as if we were standing mamish in the actual Holy of Holies. As the Alter Rebbe explains in chapter 33 of Tanya, the ultimate simcha, the ultimate joy that any Jew, no matter what level you're on, no matter what you've done or where you are, can access at any moment, is the joy that comes from knowing that as we are, we're within God, the infinite light of God, as if we were in the Holy of Holies. We're always within God's infinity, mamish, we're always within God's infinite essence, because God's infinite essence is all that really that exists, and everything is always within God's infinite essence, like the ray of the sun, when it's still in the sun. And as the Alter Rebbe gives a parable, imagine the king himself, or if you don't like the parable of a king, a tzaddik, a rebbe, if you're one of those, the President of the United States, whatever it is, somebody that you value more than anyone else, the greatest person you could imagine would say that they want to come, the king wants to come and dwell within your house. The rabbi in all of history respect most, that tzaddik, says they want to come and live in your house for a couple of weeks. Imagine the honor that you would feel, the joy that you would feel. Exactly so, God himself dwells within us as we are all the time. And you see, there are different types of joy when it comes to connecting to God. There's a joy of learning Torah, there's a joy of doing a mitzvah, but all those types of joy, of simcha, of gladness, happen at certain times, and sometimes only people that are more spiritual, their godly soul, could relate to such types of joys. But the joy of knowing that we're always within God's essence is perennial and universal. It relates to everyone no matter what. Because you see, Moses, our Redeemer, made sure at the greatest moment of his life, Moses, who was born in this week's reading, the greatest moment of his life is when he made sure that not only the perfect, beautiful, whole tablets, but the broken tablets are also in the Holy of Holies. There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you've heard, the holy or the broken, hallelujah. The holy and the broken are all in the Holy of Holies. The most basic joy that Chassidus teaches we need to all always have is it doesn't matter how broken we might be, how broken we might have become, how many things we might have broken in life, including ourselves, we're still in the Holy of Holies. We're still within God's infinite essence. As much as he's present in the Holy of Holies, he's present wherever we are right this moment, no matter what we've done. And this radical joy that Chassidus brought to the world is what also the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiva Shalom, many times has said and writes in his book from his great-grandfather, Rav Moshe Lev Kubrin, that Rav Moshe Lev Kubrin taught that a person that did the worst sin in the Torah, and he gives an example, a radical example, imagine a person just murdered someone and still holding the sword, and the sword is still dripping with blood. Which, by the way, this is purposely a euphemism also, of course, for Pagama Bris. It's specifically a phallic symbol. It also refers to any of the worst sins one could think of that might be more applicable to us than actual physical murder. Rav Moshe Lev Kubrin said, no matter what sin you just did, even if you're still holding the sword and it's still dripping with blood, if at that moment you can't daven to Hashem with complete simcha, if at that moment you can't pray to God with utter joy, that means that your feet have not stepped over the threshold of Chassidus. Your feet have not entered the threshold, the doorway of Chassidic teachings. Because the ultimate truth of Hasidic teachings is the true unity of God, that only God exists, and no matter who you are, what you've done, you're within Ein Sof, you're within the infinite right now. How could you not daven to God with joy? Forget about who you are, what level you are. You might be broken. You might have broken yourself. You might be on the lowest level, but right now, the holy or the broken, hallelujah, you're still within God's infinity, as if you were in the Holy of Holies this moment. It's not about what level you're on, whether you're pure or impure. The joy comes from knowing that as you are who you are, you're within Ein Sof, you're within God's infinity, and be joyful about that. And as the Alter Rebbe explains in chapter 33, that this joy, that itself will cause that you will come and change oneself and become better also, to perfect oneself and to serve God through Torah and mitzvahs. Because the joy of knowing that no matter what, we're always within God's infinity. That joy livens, resuscitates, resurrects us, that no matter what we've become, who we've become, the holy or the broken, hallelujah, we're completely united and unified within God. And all that we have to do is reveal that in our daily lives and who we actually are as people. But that truth is independent of who we are as people. And that is our greatest joy, and the joy that will be revealed when Mashiach will come. Yetzir Hashem, may we see it today.